Has it stopped raining yet? I mean, and Joe Bartlett has the temerity to show up here in his golf clothes. You really think you're playing golf today, Bartlett?
Wishful thinking,
oh my
friend.
God, what an optimist.
I think there might be like a four-hour window.
There's no window.
You're not playing golf anytime in the near future.
You see this weather for it? Rain today. Yeah. Tomorrow, chance of shower. Saturday, rainy. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms possible. Monday, showers ending by midday. Tuesday, afternoon shower. You know, I just think everything has shifted a month because of global warming.
Yeah.
What used to be spring in April and showers. Now it's May showers, and September's gorgeous and hot. Everything's shifted a month, and it has to be global warming.
I'm trying to put a positive spin on this as I was walking around the city yesterday in the rain. As I came to work today in the rain,
yeah.
I was thinking,
what was your
positive
spin?
Think how verdant the landscape will be.
Vocabulary.
In June. All this rain, the lush greenness of what your lawns are going to look like and the trees outside of my apartment. It is going to be beautiful at some point.
That's the first thing I thought of when I woke up. Verdant. How verdant.
Verdant is a lovely word. It means lush and green. Lovely.
Isn't that an avenue in Monopoly?
No, it's Ventnor.
Here's
what's going to get you through the rain.
Yes.
Look at next weekend.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend
looks 80 great.
80 sunshine.
Ah, yes. Wow. And then we'll be singing, I made it through the rain.
Is that what we're going to sing?
Barry Manilow, yes.
Oh, please. Good morning, everyone. Even to you, Michael Verdant Riedel.
Word of the day.
Today, this is a happy day.
Happy anniversary.
Absolutely. The 1-year anniversary of Robert Mueller being appointed special counsel.
How much money have we spent on this investigation,
Lynn? I don't know. Have they told us yet?
Tens of millions of dollars, I think.
If you're wondering what to get for Mueller, I looked it up. You know, the 1-year anniversary gift is?
Paper. And that's all we're going to get out of this thing.
And you know what the second year anniversary is?
What?
Gift?
Wood.
Indictment.
No.
I looked it up.
No indictment.
I want to give Mueller a Make America Great Again cap with a little bow on top of it.
Wow. Well, the Daily News has an editorial. Mueller's good work. You want me to read it?
Good work. He's got some indictments about some guys who did some shady financial dealings years ago. That's the good work.
Indicted former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Charged Manafort's business partner Rick Gates. Secured a guilty plea from Michael Flynn. Got a guilty plea from George Papadopoulos. Indicted 13 Russian nationals. Passed off information to the Southern District about Michael Cohen. So listen, all that stuff.
One question for you, Len. Do you see the phrase Russian collusion anywhere there in this editorial?
I didn't read the whole thing.
Why was Mueller appointed special counsel? To investigate Paul Manafort?
Let's see.
Paul Gates?
That doesn't say in the article.
Flynn?
Really?
Papadopoulos?
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels?
Doesn't say.
Happy anniversary.
All right, our big three this morning on Thursday. May the 17th. You know, I used to think May 17th was Armed Forces Day, and apparently they celebrate Armed Forces Day the third Saturday in May. Because I remember when I was in the reserves, I happened to have been released, my discharge was on May the 17th, and they said it was Armed Forces Day, but that happened to be a Saturday. So it's not like it's always May 17th. It's like the third Saturday. So.
What were you discharged for, 4F?
No, I had served my time honorably.
Never fired a weapon.
I didn't. Yeah, I should have flunked out.
He was in the Bugle Corps.
No, I was infantry. I was a mortar man. Are you kidding me? Hang 10. I was dropping mortars.
Michael, he tells a story about throwing away his bullets.
I did. When they give us bullets, I throw them in. You had to clean your gun afterwards if you don't shoot the gun. Hey, Sergeant, look how clean my rifle is.
Who are you, Gomer Pyle?
Pretty much. Yeah, that was it. All right, our big three stories today. We have lots of Trump news. His financial disclosure shows he reimbursed his lawyer, Michael Cohen, presumably for the Stormy Davis hush money. How about that, huh? Aha!
Oh, yeah, right.
And this on a day when the president said this.
We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals.
Well, yeah. He's probably talking about a lot of the drug dealers, the drug peddlers, the drug runners. He's not saying that all immigrants or people trying to get into this country are animals, as the left would like to say. That's what he's saying. And there are, I'm sure, a lot of shady people who are trying to get into this country for nefarious reasons.
And the percentages are exactly there?
I don't know what the percentages are.
I'm just curious.
But you know,
no, he must be referring to MS-13 or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And they are animals, those MS-13.
They're not people, they're animals. So.
Well, they are those people who are butchering their gang kids in Long Island.
Hey, how about this clown? Also in the big three, the New York lawyer Aaron Schlossberg. How do you think his practice is going to do? The Yelp reviews are flying in. He went on a racist rant at the Midtown restaurant because employees were speaking Spanish.
Clients, your staff is speaking Spanish to customers when they should be speaking.
Being very violent. I mean, sometimes they do.
Every person I listen to, he spoke it, she's speaking it. It's America.
He's upset that all the employees at this restaurant are speaking Spanish. He says he's going to call ICE. Which he didn't call. But, you know, they looked up this guy's bio. This guy, Schlossberg, it says he speaks Spanish.
Yes, I know. Probably.
He does.
There's a career going down the drain pretty fast, though.
God.
So long.
Talk about social media. I think this. How can this guy be a lawyer?
Well.
He can be a lawyer.
He can be a lawyer.
Sure.
Yeah.
But this is what's great about social media. Really bad behavior can be shamed, as the kids say, immediately. This guy stands no chance. No chance.
Well, 1-800, a lawyer. Anymore. I'm a racist. 1-800.
He's finished.
A lot of people, though, do get angry when they go to these situations and everybody's speaking Spanish. A lot of people do.
Yeah, but most of the Spanish speakers will speak English. I mean, I go to these stores, the people are speaking Spanish, and then you ask them for your chicken sandwich or something, and they give it to you with a smile on the face, very happy. There's no need to lash out at people.
No,
they're
hardworking
people.
It does bother a lot of people.
I don't. It's not that I get angry. I told you what annoys me is when you call someone, some company or whatever, and they say, if you speak English, press 1. And that annoys me. Because
why?
You're supposed to be speaking English. Let them say it's Spanish. If you speak Spanish, press 1. I mean, this is America. Of course, if you speak English, you have to push 1.
But usually it's if you speak Spanish, you push 2.
No, I hear a lot of you. If you speak in English, push 1. Well, that's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
Boy, I feel like I'm the liberal here today.
You are.
Yeah. I don't mind people speaking Spanish.
Pinko liberal. Well, I can speak Spanish. I don't have a problem. Come on.
This guy's ridiculous. You can't lash out at people because they're speaking Spanish.
Of course not.
No, but in a retail setting, you should be speaking English.
Wow, so you're defending him.
Well, I'm not defending the behavior, but I mean...
He's going to have one client, you.
No, I'm kind of used to it because it happens a lot.
We live in a polyglot town, for God's sake. New York is the essence of the melting pot.
Not only are we polyglot, we're verdant today.
And nefarious.
What is this? We're doing a radio show. We're not doing vocabulary tests.
I'm not dumbing down my vocabulary to work with you, Berman.
What a show off. Verdant, nefarious, polyglot.
These words roll off the tip of my tongue.
Speak English. Talk about push 1 to speak English, Riedel.
I think one of the great things about living in New York City is you can walk down the block and you can hear languages from all over the world.
That's what John Rocker said. Remember the relief pitcher from Atlanta? He said, "Yeah, you walk through Times Square and no one's speaking English in this town."
Well, that's the problem. Because you ask somebody directions and the next thing you know, this guy's Portuguese, this guy's Russian. Nobody speaks English around here.
My landscaper doesn't speak English.
What?
I told my landscaper to do something the other day and he went, shook his head yes. And he didn't do it. I don't think he spoke English. Yeah, of course.
I love to stroll through the Lower East Side because I love the history of New York, and I imagine hearing Italian and Yiddish back in the early 20th century.
Oh, now you're talking.
Of all these people coming with nothing to this country, making something of this of their themselves and their lives, and paving a way for the kids to have a happy future in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
See, that's what they should do. To speak Yiddish, press 1.
Yeah, right.
I'm verklempt. That's what you got to speak. That's a rich language. We're only out to big three. Just a terrible, terrible, terrible story. Yeah. That tragedy in Park Slope. Remember when the car ran over and killed two youngsters, 1 and 4 years old? Well, the mom of one of the killed youngsters, actually someone Michael Riedel met, the Broadway actress Ruthie Ann Miles. She was pregnant at the time, remember? Yeah. She was due in June, and now she's lost the baby. So
terrible.
Just a terrible, awful story. But we'll try to cheer you up. We've got the my personal seats coming up at 7:30 for Mets tickets, and we have the Turning Point contest. Hey, that was some game yesterday. Turning Point contest for the Mets. Well, at 8:30, but you have to figure one day they win 12-2,
yeah,
and the next day they lose 12-1. So it's kind of a, you know,
must have been the rain. Must have been the rain.
Well, the rain is what apparently messed up Zach Wheeler. The Mets pitcher was pitching terrific, and what happened is they didn't have an official rain delay. They tried to clean up the mess. They poured this, whatever they call it, the substance on the field, a drying agent. And they took 18 minutes doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, Zach Wheeler was on the mound, and he didn't take I guess the umpires would have let him warm up as long as possible because that's what happens after a rain delay.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He threw it through warm-up pitches and boom, pitched and got shelled and lost the game.
That was it.
So it didn't work out well in the rain, but
don't they look at the forecast? Why do they put a drying agent out there if the chance
during
of
the
more
rain.
storms are coming?
No, it's during the rain.
Oh.
So they played in what happens is, and this is a problem, they're playing Toronto. Toronto only comes in once, so they got to play the game or else reschedule. I mean, look what the Yankees are going through with Washington. They had a game suspended two nights ago, so they were going to finish the game last night and then play a whole nother game. Both of those games got rained out.
Right.
Now, the Yankees and Washington are in two different league, so the Yankees have to go back sometime in June to Washington and make up these. It's just a totally screwed up schedule.
Well, think how verdant the playing fields will be in June.
And you know, the polyglot situation in Major League Baseball with all these foreign players. When we come back, we're going to delve into that Park Slope tragedy that it just keeps getting worse. It's unfathomable.
Good morning, everybody. Thursday at 6:25. Some really sad, sad news to report this morning, Len. The unborn daughter of the Tony Award-winning actress Ruthie Ann Miles, who was in that horrific car accident in Brooklyn. She was plowed into by that woman from Staten Island. Her unborn daughter, sadly, is dead. Now, we had hoped back when this happened, we'd heard the unborn daughter was okay, and the reports were optimistic, but it just came through last night that the unborn baby did die due to the injuries that Ruthie Ann Miles suffered when the car driven by Dorothy Bruns ran her over and killed her daughter, 4-year-old daughter, Abigail Blumenstein.
Yeah, she was about 6 to 7 months pregnant when the accident happened in March, and she lost her 4-year-old daughter, Abigail Blumenstein. And just an unspeakable. We were hoping in a small way the babies don't replace babies, but
no, of course not.
But just in some way there could be some light at the end of this nightmare. And I can't imagine the depression that Ruthie Ann Miles must be going through, and how it's just unspeakable. What a horror.
I mean, I just don't think there's any way for Ruthie Ann and her husband to ever recover from this. Yeah. I mean, how do you ever get beyond this in your life?
Well, you don't, but you do have more kids, or try to. And if you can't have them, you adopt them. I mean, that's the only way. I mean, I've had friends and acquaintances. Remember when the SIDS epidemic was so much bigger than it is now, and they tragically lost a baby to SIDS, and they just quickly had another child. And I think, you know, that's one way. But no, you're never going to replace the lost ones.
There was a family on my street where I was growing up in Geneseo, New York, and it was Christmas Eve. They were coming home from a Christmas party, and they were in a car accident, and the car was cut in half. The mother and the father in the front seat survived unscratched. Their two daughters in the back seat, 12, I think, and 14 were both killed.
Mm.
That you never saw the mother of those kids again.
Oh, that
she retreated
you. Yeah.
Into her house, yeah. And she was maybe once in a while you would see her going out to get the mailbox, but she stopped working and she just disappeared from the world.
Oh, sad.
Yeah,
it is, and I think we all know stories about or know people who have lost children, and I don't think they ever recover, Michael.
No,
Joe,
no.
I just never do. I don't know how you can. You know, it's the old line about it's not the way that nature works. You know, the parents are supposed to go first, not the children. And
I do know from speaking to friends of Ruthie Ann Miles that she and her husband are deeply religious, devoted to their church, and you can only hope that they find strength in their face.
I hope so.
As they go forward.
I just had a pang in my heart when I saw the news that the baby died as well.
That Dorothy Bruns, she also killed Joshua Liu, who was just 20 months old.
Yes.
Remember, it was in Park Slope, I think.
Yes, it was Park Slope. Yep.
And she just plowed through the crosswalk, and these two mothers, they were walking their babies, pushing the babies in strollers, and this woman plowed into them and killed both of the babies and injured the mothers.
She faces 15 years if convicted. She's been charged with manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, reckless endangerment, assault, and reckless driving. So.
Yeah, she should never have been driving in the first place. No. So, all right, well, Letitia James has announced she will be running for Attorney General now that Eric Schneiderman has fallen from the perch because of sexual misconduct allegations. I suppose people who are going to run for mayor after de Blasio finally hangs it up are happy about that, because Letitia James, she, I think, would have been a candidate for mayor had she not decided to throw her hat into the ring for attorney general.
She's a public advocate. She's not pitching the temporary, you know, the state assembly will pick a temporary replacement perhaps to fill out the rest of the term, which is just this year. No, she's not applying for that. She's applying, she's threw her hat in the ring to run in November.
So I will fight tooth and nail in every step of the way to defend the rights of every New Yorker, from Buffalo to Hudson Valley to Long Island, New York City, and to every place in between.
Wow! And we're going to go to New Hampshire, and then we're going to the White House. Yo, she's never been to Buffalo in her life, Letitia James.
Wow, you're picking on her. Now, if she were a Republican, would you be saying that? Are you just picking on her?
You're picking on her because she's
a Democrat. You righties are all alike.
Do you seriously think for one moment that Letitia James has given any thought to upstate New York in her entire career? No.
Have you?
She thinks they're all a bunch. I'm from upstate New York.
Oh. Joe's from Albany. I went to school in Syracuse. Hey, one more.
That doesn't count, Len.
That doesn't count.
You were a carpetbagger in upstate New York.
One more clip from Letitia James.
We find ourselves in a very precarious time in this country.
All right, enough. All right, stop.
Yeah, Even you don't buy it.
I'll bet you she's never been to Buffalo her whole life.
You know she hasn't been north of Queens. All right, let's go to the 6:30 news with Joe Bartlett.
Okay, we've got this lawyer caught on camera going on a racist rant at a Midtown cafe. Aaron Schlossberg is his name. He complained about workers at the Fresh Kitchen speaking Spanish and then threatened to call ICE. Then he turned his attention to a customer who tried to intervene here.
They're running a place in Midtown Manhattan. Your staff should be speaking English, not Spanish.
Because of people like you, our nation.
Honey, I'm calling ICE.
Call ICE. So that they can speak.
Maybe you shouldn't eat that sandwich today. Take a break from the food.
Maybe you should get hit by the car, you piece of
Whoa.
Not Spanish. Because of people like you, our nation.
Honey, I'm calling ICE.
Call ICE. So that they can
maybe you shouldn't eat that sandwich today. Take a break from the food.
Maybe you should get hit by a car, you piece of
Maybe you should what?
Get hit by a what?
I think get hit by a bus.
A bus? A car. Okay. Just a car.
Piece of what was that?
Wow.
Bleep.
Very nice.
So it wasn't bad enough that she spoke Spanish, but she ate too much, too.
Yeah,
so.
I thought her English was pretty good, though.
I thought it was, too.
All right. Speaking of crude remarks, President Trump says illegal immigrants are animals. Not all of them. It's to be fair now. His comment and criticism of Mexico came as he praised his administration for kicking undocumented immigrants out of the country.
Mexico does nothing for us. They do nothing for us.
He says that you wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. Animals.
And a little bit of blowback on that one.
Well, yeah, I don't think. I mean, he's not every illegal immigrant did he call an animal. I think he said some of these.
Mm-hmm.
All right, police in New Jersey investigating a sexual assault at Montclair High School. The details not clear, but officials say the incident happened between two students earlier this week in a gender neutral bathroom.
What? They have those at the high school? Gender neutral bathrooms?
Yeah, of course they do.
What do you mean, of course?
Yeah, because they're all PCers in the high schools these days.
They're all gender-neutral bathrooms in high schools? Really?
Well, I think they have both, maybe. They may have set aside a gender-neutral because
is that
I know
because
that,
of transgender?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, because, you know, kids are allowed to decide if they want to be a girl on Tuesday and a boy on Wednesday.
Oh, boy, you sound like such a typical conservative curmudgeon, but go ahead. What else you got, Joe?
It'll soon cost more to park your car in New York City. DOT says parking meter rates are going to increase by the end of the year.
Why don't we just open our checkbooks and say, hey, take whatever you want?
Ah, sure.
Let's just open it up.
That's what they do in New Jersey, right?
Hey, it's all yours. Whatever you want.
Well, Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg says it's going to be a modest increase, Len. Yeah. A modest increase.
Meaning? Double?
We don't know. More than half the meters in the city are priced at $1 an hour. Did you know that? $1 an hour?
Yeah, well, not in Manhattan. Yeah, it could be the meters in the city. Not around here, baby. They could be Staten Island and Outer Queens, good not
luck.
Here.
Yeah, I don't know. Good luck finding those meters. By the way, our news here brought to you by NYC Pain, MD, leaders in non-surgical orthopedic treatment for arthritis pain. Call 1-855-OLD-KNEES.
When we get back, it was a soggy day for the Mets in so many ways, Len. And the Preakness is about to leave the starting gate. Go Mendelsohn! How do you think Mendelsohn will do? No, not too well. I guess
just
it's going to be just
as well as Verdant.
Thank you very much.
Morning, everyone. It's 6:40 on a Thursday morning in the big city. If you're listening here in the tri-state area or on the iHeartRadio app, welcome aboard. I need a ruling here from you, Mr. Michael Riedel. You're the journalist in the crowd.
Yes.
This is BBC breaking news. Now, do you think this is U.S. breaking news, too, or just BBC breaking news? I need a ruling. A statement from Kensington Palace, a statement from Ms. Meghan Markle.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, my father will not be attending our wedding. I have always cared for my father and hope he can be given the space he needs to focus on his health. I would like to thank everyone who has offered generous messages of support. Please know how much Harry and I look forward to sharing our special day with you on Saturday.
Special day with you on Saturday? So she's acknowledging that's going to be a big public hoo-ha.
Yeah. So this is BBC breaking news. Is this U.S. breaking news or is...
Well, why don't we ask Natalie, who's obsessed with all things royal? Was this? How do you feel? How do you feel about the news that Daddy Markle's not going to be there?
I'm sad. Well, for her, that's kind of hard to realize that your family is.
I have a feeling
not in the best shape.
I have a feeling the old Queenie put the kibosh on the kooky dad attending.
I have to say that the kooky family, the stepsister is a little kooky too.
Nuts!
Oh, I know.
Totally nuts.
Be sitting well with Queenie.
No. Is this like the modern day Beverly Hillbillies?
You know,
could well be.
I hate to say, but
the Royal Hillbillies.
Obviously, everything is always amplified when you're actually out there in the media. But
that is a great idea for a sitcom.
Yeah,
that the royal family,
the Royal Billies,
a bunch of redneck white trash people marry into the royal family.
Perfect.
Can you see the pilot episode? Where the rednecks, the white trash, show up at Buckingham Palace, right. And they have a big dinner with the Queen and
great.
Prince Philip.
Irene Ryan is the Queen, and we have Buddy Ebsen as Prince Charles.
No, they're the in-laws. They're the in-laws. Yeah. And then can you imagine here when they have to sit down for the serving? And all the silverware, how many forks do they have in this place?
They steal
27
them.
Forks, and then they steal them.
They filch the forks.
In their carpet bags.
Hey, Queenie, pass the gravy. It's a great sitcom.
And then they want to play charades afterward.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets.
Oh, every morning at this time, we talk Mets baseball. And yesterday, Sterling... 12-1 loss to Toronto. You know, it is the first time the Toronto Blue Jays have ever won a baseball game in Queens. They had been a record 0-12.
Wow.
And they finally won yesterday. You had the problem with the rain. Zach Wheeler was pitching well, and then they tried to dry up the mound, and it took up about 18 minutes, and he steps back on the mound after that. And
here's a swing and a high drive by Hernandez. Deep left, going to go. It's a home run. Teoscar Hernandez jumps on a fastball. Lines it out of here to left, about five rows back, right down the left field line. It is a 3-0 Toronto lead now in the top of the fourth inning.
3-0. I'd like to be 12-0. Would you like to hear every run the Mets scored yesterday?
Wait, was that Josh doing it? He was like,
"That's Josh." Josh was excited.
It's a home run.
It's a home run.
Yep. Okay.
3-0, and we know we've seen this movie, but here's every run the Mets scored yesterday.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a liner in the air to left. Pretty deep. Back goes Smith onto the track near the wall. It's gone.
Wow.
Brandon Nimmo with the Mets down to their last strike.
Yeah, there were two outs, two strikes, bottom of the ninth, trailing 12-0. Nimmo, our pal Brandon Nimmo.
We like Brandon Nimmo.
We do. One item from yesterday, a little bit under the radar, but very, very important for the Mets, is they put Yoenis Cespedes on the disabled list. They're calling it a mild strain of his hip flexor. He himself calls it a quad injury. So he and the doctors don't exactly agree. Mm. So he's temporarily on a disabled list, but the question is, how long will he be there, and will he ever be 100%? So let's see. He's battled lower injury. For example, two seasons ago, he missed half the season. Mm. So, you know, that's a problem.
Let me ask you a question about Zach Wheeler. So he's pitching okay. Then the rain thing happens. They got to dry out the mound. Yes. And then he goes back on the mound, and he's lost it. How does that happen? Are you just out of the streak? You're just out of the zone? You're out of the rhythm because of the interruption?
Some feel he didn't warm up enough. It's baseball. You know, that's what happens a lot of times. This wasn't the official rain delay, but many times after a rain delay, pitchers will get changed, you know, because they've cooled down, they haven't warmed up. You know, it's a matter of keeping one stride. Now, Matt Harvey, are you your pal?
Yeah, Matt Harvey.
Pitched again last night, his second game. You know, he won his first game.
I know.
Now, last night, his team staked him to a 4-0 lead in the first inning, but then he allowed three runs, and he didn't get out of the fourth inning. So he was not involved. Now, the Reds did win the game. Harvey just so-so. Actually, not great. Ed was not involved in the decision. So, you betting on Justify? As you know, your Kentucky Derby winner, Justify, and as you pointed out, Michael, which was very astute, he was the seventh horse in the Derby.
Yes.
Out of 20. He's the seventh horse at the Preakness. There were only eight horses in the Preakness. I don't think any other ones ran in the Derby. So your horse Mendelsohn is...
Yeah, what happened to Mendelsohn?
Kaput. Well, finished dead last in the Kentucky Derby. Never to be heard from again.
Unless in the way,
ever.
Unless he goes back
ever,
to composing music.
Ever to be heard. But we've got Quip, Lone Sailor, Sporting Chance, Diamond King, Good Magic, Tenfold. These are all good names. Bravazo. You like any of those names?
I'm going with Quip. I like Quip.
Quip. Because you like to turn a quip.
Quip. I'm a quipster.
Can you turn a quip?
No. You make a quip.
You make a quip.
Yes.
It doesn't sound...
you make a quip.
Literary. You make a quip.
Yes. Or you know, a better is to say, you quip. You just use it as a verb. I quipped.
Quipped.
Yes. Len was discharged from the Army with 4F. I quipped.
Well, welcome to English 101.
Len quipped.
Did you say there was a horse, Diamond King?
Diamond King.
That's very royal. I think I might have to go with that.
That's the worst odds, 30-1.
Well, that's good. I'll make a lot of money.
The Queen's riding
Diamond
it.
King. That's what you're going with?
Diamond 30 King. 30-1, maybe not.
I'm going. what's the odds for Quip?
Quip. 12-1, he quipped. On the one position. I think Justify is going to do it again.
He's got it.
Coming up next, that wasn't a shot at President Trump, was it? Nah. Rex Tillerson? Nah.
He quipped.
Did he quip? Was that or was he equipped to take on? Obviously, he wasn't to take on Trump. So we'll let you decide.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. Get out the umbrellas and the galoshes. Remember that old word there, Len?
I remember the
a lot
galoshes.
Of big words. Galoshes. I always love galoshes.
Sure. Yeah, I had galoshes. Did you have galoshes?
Sure, yes. They took forever to stretch the rubber over your... Yeah.
Did you have a yellow raincoat, too? A yellow rain hat?
No, I didn't have a yellow raincoat. No, I didn't.
As a kid?
No, but I just remember having to... It was impossible to get the galoshes on over your shoes, having to stretch them out, then snap them.
Yeah,
the other thing.
Yeah.
You know what we used to do at my house?
What?
To keep your feet... Oh, this was mostly in the winter with snow boots.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were never that great, and your feet would get wet still. You would take the sandwich...
Plastic baggies.
Actually, it was the bread bags from Wonder Bread.
Oh yeah,
sure.
And you would take those and put them on your feet first and then put your boots on.
God, you would think that they would have invented waterproof shoes years ago, but I guess that's something new in the 80s or 90s because we were always worried about getting our shoes wet.
Nothing like putting Wonder Plastic on your feet.
I remember that now. It takes me back. So, hey, tomorrow we've got the Mooch. Will be in the building, Len, not just on the phone. He's going to be right here with us.
With us. We were supposed to have him today, and we've rescheduled for tomorrow, and we're looking forward to that. Also, in the Mets segment tomorrow, remember Callie Quinn?
Mm-hmm.
She was the high school student from Staten Island who the Mets really gave her a hard... Well, I thought the Mets thought it was impossible. She wanted to take her prom pictures with the Mets. She wanted the Mets to come to her prom because she didn't have a date. But the Mets said, hey, if you get 500,000 retweets, We'll let you come to Citi Field and take your prom pictures with all the players. Well, guess what? She got 500,000.
She did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Terrific.
So tomorrow's the night where she's going to get her pictures taken, and she'll come on the show with us tomorrow morning in our Mets segment at 6:40 to talk about her big prom picture night. Callie Quinn from Staten Island.
And she's going to be wearing her prom dress to Citi Field.
Yeah.
And every Met is going to pose with her?
Well, I don't know. Not Cespedes. He's on a disabled list.
But who's going to take her to the prom?
Didn't Mr. Met volunteer to take her to the prom?
I thought so. She originally said she was going alone. Oh. So.
Okay. And by the way, we were talking, was it during the news? Yeah. Joe Bartlett was talking about a gender-neutral high school bathroom where there was a sexual assault at Montclair High School. And we said, wait a second. Do all these high schools have gender-neutral? So Natalie didn't even know. She asked her daughter, who is in a New Jersey high school.
Right. I texted her. She's in a public New Jersey high school. So I said, do you have them? And she said, no. And I was surprised because her school is pretty progressive and everybody is welcomed in her school very openly. But they do not have it.
Oh, they'll be coming. Don't you worry.
I'm actually okay with it.
How does she feel about it?
I think she'd, I have to ask her. I don't want to talk for her, but I have a feeling she'd prefer a women's room.
Well, gender neutral, I guess really do. They all have stalls. I mean, they're not going to be doing their thing out in the open.
I hope so.
It's like Europe when you go.
Yeah, unisex.
Unisex. Right.
I remember
they're all stalls.
When I was in Europe for the first time as a teenager, as an exchange student, that shocked me. I went into a department store and I went into a bathroom and there was a woman in the bathroom and I thought I was in the wrong bathroom. And then I realized that they mix it all up.
What I'm saying is they're not going to have urinals out in the open in a gender neutral bathroom, I would assume. Why are you giving me a funny look, Joe?
I'm just thinking of how that would go.
Yeah,
I'm just going that wherever there's...
That's a recipe for some serious harassment issues and problems. We don't want to go down that path.
There's not a line. That's where I'm going. Okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Revenge is a dish best served cold, as they say.
Who is he talking about?
An old sexy Rexy Tillerson is getting his revenge on Trump. He spoke to the graduates of the Virginia Military Institute on Wednesday, and here's what he had to say about truth in our politics.
Remember,
today.
He was the former Secretary of State.
If our leaders seek to conceal the truth, or we as people become accepting of alternative realities that are no longer grounded in facts, then we as American citizens are on a pathway to relinquishing our freedom.
He's clearly talking about Hillary Clinton there, Lynn.
Clearly. What?
When we as people, a free people, go wobbly on the truth, even on what may seem the most trivial of matters.
Hillary went wobbly. She
we go
fell.
Wobbly on America.
Lock her up. Lock her up. Well, I don't know, but it seems that everyone's interpreting that to be some kind of a shot at Mr. Trump. I don't know. I'm just telling you what people are telling me.
Well, I will concede the point there. Tillerson, in his own way, is sticking the shiv into Trump in the back. Now, I wonder if Trump will tweet a response to Rex's jab at him.
I would be surprised.
You think Trump will take the high road? Please.
And what about all those documents that were released yesterday over the Trump Tower meeting with the Russians and
hundreds and hundreds of pages.
Unbelievable. Like 1,800 pages of transcripts over this meeting at Trump Tower while our good buddy, Congressman Peter King from Long Island, was on Fox. And he said,
the meeting lasted about 20 minutes. There's no evidence at all that anything of substance was discussed. They brought up the adoption issue. That was it. The meeting was over. Mm-hmm. And again, it was a 20-minute, really nothing at all happened. And to me, this is the Democrats trying to make something out of nothing.
It's a nothing burger, I tell you.
Yeah, listen, if the meeting lasted only 20 minutes, how can you have 1,800 pages of documents for a 20-minute meeting?
Is that unbelievable? I think it's a little bit more than what he said. And then there was the whole argument that afterwards Don Jr. called the blocked number, and they're surmising that was really his father, but a little bit more to the story. But anyway.
There were a lot of blocked numbers out there. How can you conclude it was his dad? I've got a blocked number. He was calling me, for God's sake.
Yeah, he's calling Riedel for show tickets. Can I get tickets to Hamilton, please?
When we get back, that lawyer caught on tape telling everybody he's going to call ICE at the cafeteria there. That guy, he is not going to be working much longer. Good morning, everybody. I'd say rise and shine, but there is no shine out there today. Another gray, rainy day in the city. I've lost track of how many soggy days we've had, Len, and there seems to be no let-up in sight.
Well, I'm just looking at this long range here. Let's see. Today, it's going to remain cloudy, showers in the afternoon. Tomorrow, chance of a rain shower. Saturday, mostly cloudy and rainy. Sunday, Sunday, scattered thunderstorms possible. Monday, showers ending by midday. My prediction is Sunday is going to be nice, okay? There you go.
Until then, find something to binge watch. It's going to be that kind of
a... Or read a good book. I would recommend Greatest Moments in Sports.
I would recommend Razzle Dazzle, The Battle for Broadway.
Well, there you go.
Which
a couple of best-selling authors here.
Which Len got a copy of the other day.
Pathetic radio hosts pitching their books.
Vlogging our books.
Right.
Where, what are Amazon rankings now? I'm like 270,000 or something.
I stopped
like
looking,
that.
Yeah.
It's depressing. It really is.
But
depressing.
If someone buys a book, it usually cuts it in half. You ever notice that?
It's true. That's what
your ranking is like 200,000. If you call up and buy a book, all of a sudden you're 100,000.
I have a confession to make. Every now and then, I buy my own book on Amazon just to see
to break it down. Yeah.
Just to break it down a little bit.
Yeah.
I do. So
I've been known to do that.
All right. Well, it's God. The secrets of our shabby trade.
Have you ever written a favorable review?
No, I have not done that, but I bet you have.
Joan from Massapequa says, best book I ever read. You got to buy it. No, I've never done that.
Four stars.
No, I haven't done that.
I've had
friends who have done it.
Oh, yes.
I have friends who have done it for me. No, but I didn't ask them to. They just did it, which I thought was very nice.
You paid them.
My friend says she signs it an avid reader. True. I didn't tell her to.
Hey, so it's official now. It does appear, Len, you should be happy about this.
Yeah.
That Donald Trump did, in fact, reimburse Michael Cohen for that little payment of $133,000 to Stormy Daniels. Now, I broke out laughing last night. I'm sitting on my couch watching your favorite network, CNN. And Anderson Bloopers on there. You know, he gets
He
gets his serious face.
You want me to make fun of Tucker Carlson's name? I could think of a rhyme.
Tucker Carlson is smug. I can't watch him.
Oh, wow.
But I'm watching Anderson Blooper. And when he does his coming up next, his teases, he has his glasses on. He has his serious face.
Well, he wears glasses. What do you mean he has his glasses
on? No, but he puts on
that man wears glasses.
He puts on that fake serious face of his like those fake newsmen do. And he looks right at the camera and says,
fake newsman.
And Donald Trump did reimburse Michael Cohen for the Stormy Daniels payment. Coming up next, we'll talk to Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, who lives over at CNN. I just burst out laughing.
You mean this guy?
The president has come forward and is now admitting that he paid these monies when he denied it on videotape to the American people in early April.
Well, he did. He was on Air Force One, and he said he knew nothing about it, all denied. Although, if you want to parse words here, the only thing that came out in this financial disclosure is that he paid him money.
Yes, he didn't say for what.
He didn't say for what.
But I swear, Anderson Cooper and Avenatti, they've got to be dating. They're practically holding hands every time they appear on TV together. They're inseparable, those two.
Oh, they're inseparable.
You're going to see them dining at the Polo Lounge anytime soon.
Maybe.
So. Anyway, well, he did reimburse Cohen for that, but it is true, Len, and I think you're being fair there. It does not say anywhere in these disclosures that he did it. Because of Stormy Daniels.
I understand. You know, that's fair. But look, no one, I think, if you support the president or don't support him, no one claims that he's particularly truthful. So when he goes on Air Force One and denies everything and then comes out in the financial disclosure, in his financial disclosure that he does, I don't think anyone bats an eyelash.
No.
The people who are critics of him say there he goes again, and the people who support him just don't care.
Maybe he misunderstood the question.
Well, there was a lot of noise. Did you ever notice how many interviews with the president are either on airplanes, with Air Force One in the background, or that Marine One helicopter in the background? How about a nice, quiet news conference the way other presidents have done? He's had exactly one a year ago February. How about a real, full-fledged, quiet news conference? Wouldn't you like that?
I think it's better when he's off the cuff, extemporaneous.
I thought, by the way,
the Oval Office.
I thought he does. I think he does terrific with the media. I thought his regular news conference when he held it, I thought he was terrific. Yeah. The guy could play the media better than anybody. I think it's a mistake for him not to do it.
I just don't think he likes the formal, stuffy, regular old news conference. I think he just likes to be flying by the seat of his pants and yakking with any reporter who happens to come by. It's not that he's inaccessible, then. You got to give
him that. I understand.
No.
John Carl, who's coming on in the next segment, the great White House correspondent for ABC News, he's walked through the West Wing and the president's called him over. Hey, John, come here. So, no, he absolutely enjoys speaking with the media.
Yeah, he's not afraid of the media one bit. So, also in the big three, this lawyer, Aaron Schlossberg, got caught on a cell phone video there, going off on these people who speak Spanish at a not a diner, but an eatery there that he was in on Madison Avenue. And he threatens he's going to call in ISIS to get these people if they don't stop speaking Spanish.
Not ISIS.
ICE. Sorry.
Really? Let's define your terms here.
Right, no, not ISIS. Going to call ICE on these people. Anyway, his rant was caught, and it's gone viral. And I just don't think this guy's going to be has a spot at his law firm much longer, Len. Do you?
You're running a place in Midtown Manhattan. Your staff should be speaking English, not Spanish.
Because of people like you, our nation.
Honey, I'm calling ICE.
Call ICE. So that they can speak.
Maybe you shouldn't eat that sandwich today. Take a break from the food.
Maybe you should get hit by the car, you piece of shit.
She said, get hit by a car.
Maybe she'd be hit by a car, but she spoke pretty good English there.
I thought she was clear as a bell, you got to say. She doesn't need English lessons at all. You can go to our website, 710WOR.com/Len and Michael, and you can see this loser, this Aaron Schlossberg, who I regret to say is a Trump supporter, according to the papers.
Supposedly he donated $500.
Yeah, well, supposedly. I think he did. So anyway, no, you should not be yelling at people who speak Spanish. Doesn't bother me one bit if people are speaking Spanish. I love the city because it's a jumble of languages. That's why I came here. So you can meet people from all over the world. That's the best part. One of the best parts.
Wait
of
a second. In the first hour, you had your million-dollar vocabulary word, polyglot.
Yes.
You've backed off your...
Polyglot.
Polyglot. Polyglot. A polyglot society.
A jumble of languages.
Oh, there we go.
That doesn't bother you, although you did say it bothers you when you hear people speaking Spanish.
No, that's not what I said. You don't listen to me.
That was Bartlett
said that. I said it bothers me. Oh, maybe Bartlett said it. I don't know. Now that he's out of the room not to defend himself. What bothers me is when you're on the phone and they say to speak English, press 1. That infuriates me. We're speaking English in America. They should be saying to speak Spanish, press 2. I mean, this is, we speak English here. This is America. Don't make me press 1 to speak English.
It's funny, I'm the Republican here, but none of this stuff bothers me one bit. People should speak the language they want to speak. And I think it's great that immigrants keep the tradition of their language and the things they hold true to them from the home country. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
What do you think is going to happen to this guy's law practice?
I was following up, and my guess is they're not documented. So my next call is to ICE to have each one of them kicked out of my country. If they have the balls to come here and live off of my money, I pay for their welfare.
I can hear the commercial now. Aaron Schlossberg, racist attorney.
Trump's going to...
Dial 888-888-888.
Racist. Trump's going to appoint him to the Supreme Court. That's what's going to happen.
Trump's going to give him the Medal of Honor.
That's exactly right. Yes. Yes.
Trump yeah, call them. ICE.
And also rounding out our big three, a really terrible, terrible story we have to report. The Tony Award winning actress Ruthie Ann Miles, who was run over by a car in Park Slope. She lost her daughter, Abigail, who was 4 years old. She has now lost her unborn daughter. We had hoped that the unborn daughter would survive, had survived right after the accident.
Yeah, they
and
said
there were
that.
Hopeful signs.
They said that, yeah.
And now the unborn daughter has died of the injuries that Ruthie Ann Miles suffered when Dorothy Bruns, let's name her, plowed into Ruthie Ann and her daughter, Abigail, and another mother, and that mother's 20-month-year-old son, Joshua Liu, who was killed back in Park Slope. And Dorothy Bruns is, I think she's going to go to jail.
Well, I think so, too. Now, they cannot charge another...
They can't. Can they charge her for the death of the unborn child?
They cannot.
Why?
Apparently because it's an unborn child. Mm. So I think that's the ruling there. So there will not be an additional charge, but I think... My goodness, if the jury hears about this, I don't know. Maybe they won't allow that evidence, but I can't. And you said this earlier to me off mic. I don't know how her life goes on. Do you think she'll ever appear on Broadway again? How do you ever recover from losing a child and an unborn child, and your family just had a lovely family in Brooklyn just ripped apart?
I mean, I don't know, but I can tell you that Ruthie's much beloved in the Broadway community, and they have rally to support her. Remember, they had a kickstarting finance campaign on Facebook. They raised a ton of money very quickly to help her with her medical bills and whatnot. And I have a feeling, I know from friends of Ruthie's, that she and her husband have deep Christian faith. I hope that sustains them. And I suppose in the long run, Len, the best thing for her at some point would be to return to what she loves professionally, and that is acting, and she's a damn fine actress. She won a Tony Award for The King and I.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling we will see her one day back on Broadway where she belongs.
And one other note, Letitia James, the public advocate, has thrown her hat in the ring. She wants to run for attorney general. Now that there's an opening, Eric Schneiderman is out. She doesn't want to be appointed by the state legislature. She's going to run for the post in November. But I don't know. See what you think from her comment here. I thought she sounded a little bit like Howard Dean. See what you think.
So I will fight tooth and nail in every step of the way to defend the rights of every New Yorker, from Buffalo to Hudson Valley to Long Island, New York City, and to every place in between.
I thought she was ripping off Howard Dean.
Letitia James has never been to Buffalo in her life, for God's sake. Are you kidding me?
At the end there, when...
I know, exactly.
I don't know. I think she was stealing his act.
That's it. She sounds like her. Hey, stick around. We're going to be talking to one of our favorite reporters, ABC White House correspondent Jonathan Carl. Lots to talk about in Trump land.
At 7:24, in less than 6 minutes, your chance to win my personal tickets to see the Mets and Marlins May 22nd. Don't call yet. We'll tell you when to call in 6 minutes. All right, we're thrilled whenever he joins us. He's a terrific White House correspondent for ABC News, Jonathan Carl. And John, yesterday, my head was spinning every few minutes. Trump calling immigrants racist. Giuliani saying Trump will be indicted. Trump paying back Michael Cohen. The Trump Tower meeting documents. Senate Intel Committee saying, yes, Russia tried to interfere. It's a potluck Trump brunch. You pick. Which story floats your boat?
In other words, just another day in the Trump era.
What do you call that? You call it Wednesday.
Exactly.
Hey, Jonathan, have you read all those 1,800 pages of documents that came out of the Trump Tower meeting?
I've gone through about 1,643 pages so far.
That
wasn't much of a bombshell to me. I mean, I think we kind of had a sense of what was going on there, and it was one of those Trump Rorschach tests. I mean, if you thought that this was the smoking gun, you still think it's the smoking gun. If you think this is all, you know, just a big show about adoptions, I guess you're still left thinking that. But it is significant. I think the Senate Intelligence Committee, led by Senator Burr, who is made it very clear that he is not going to. This is his last term in the Senate. Mark Warner on the Democratic side have run a much more serious investigation on the House, which devolved on both sides into just a, you know, kind of a partisan sideshow. And so it wasn't surprising to me to see their conclusion that yes, like the Intelligence Committee told us, like the intelligence community told us more than a year ago, the Russians did interfere in our elections, and they did try to hurt Hillary Clinton and help Donald Trump. It's not a very controversial assessment, but it's one the House Intelligence Committee couldn't come around to agreeing with.
Yeah, now Giuliani was out yesterday saying that the Mueller team has told him they will not indict sitting president, but there seems to be a debate about whether or not you can indict the sitting president. Is that settled law, Jonathan?
It's not settled law, but there are two Office of Legal Counsel, this is within the Justice Department, opinions that argue that you cannot indict a sitting president. Now, that's not a Supreme Court decision. Yeah. This is an opinion that has been first came down from the Justice Department during the Nixon era, and then again was reaffirmed during the Clinton era, but it's never been challenged. It's unclear whether or not that would hold, but I think the least surprising thing about this is the idea that Mueller is not going to try to indict Donald Trump. I don't think that anybody thought that was the direction Mueller is going in. If he's got something to say about the president, he will almost certainly do it in his report, which would go to Rod Rosenstein, and then we would assume Rosenstein would send it up to Congress, and if warranted, could lead to an impeachment process. But nobody has suggested that this would be, you know, a matter of the president of the United States being indicted.
We're on with John Carl, ABC News White House correspondent. As you wander the West Wing, what are you hearing? Is this a summit with Kim Jong-un? Is it dead on arrival, or is it going to happen?
I think it is more likely to happen than not. All of the planning, and there's a significant amount, as you can imagine, logistics planning going on. I mean, can you imagine Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump in Singapore. I mean, this is not something you just kind of drop by and see what hotels are, you know,
right.
have a conference room available. There's a lot of planning that's going on that has not been derailed. It was very interesting to me to see how restrained the president was when he was asked about this yesterday. And, you know, he's been very quiet on Twitter about it. There's a real effort on the part of the White House to say, look, nothing to see here. Everything is moving ahead. That said, we're in completely uncharted territory, and it wouldn't be at all shocking if everything ends up getting delayed, you know, getting derailed before June 12th. But my sense right now is that the expectation is this continues and this goes on.
Yeah. Hey, what did you make of old sexy Rexy Tillerson shot at Trump yesterday, Jonathan?
You know, it would have been a little more interesting if he had managed to mention the guy's name. he did give me no question what he was talking about. And, you know, talking about the truth and talking about ethics, I thought it was interesting. Tillerson did not exactly have the most successful reign as Secretary of State.
Did not. No. Jonathan Carlo, it was a pleasure. ABC News White House correspondent. We'll talk to you, John.
Hey, Jonathan, I just want to say quickly, I love going back to YouTube and looking at your face when Michelle Wolf was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
He wasn't a fan.
I love that clip of you.
I mean, and I had no idea the cutaway camera, of course, had me perfectly framed right next to, could they have done it any worse? Anyway.
Viewing pleasure in my house.
See you, John.
Take care.
Take care. All right, now's your chance to win my personal seats. You can see the Mets take on the Marlins on May 22nd at Citi Field. Be caller number 12, 800-321-0710. You win a pair of tickets. Purchase tickets at Mets.com/tickets. Time for the latest news headlines at 7:30. Good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
Good morning, Len. Well, the president commenting this morning on the situation. Congratulations, America. Now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history. And there's still no collusion and no obstruction. Only collusion was that done by Democrats who were unable to win an election despite spending far more money. The president commenting on this, the anniversary of the Robert Mueller investigation.
I'm surprised he picked up on that because this is the absolutely.
President's latest financial disclosure report showed that he repaid his personal attorney for the Stormy Daniels payment. Trump gave Michael Cohen $130,000. While it doesn't say what the money was for, we know that much of the money that was given to Cohen went to pay the porn star to keep her quiet. Rudy Giuliani's already revealed that Trump did do the reimbursement. A racist rant has gone viral. An attorney in Manhattan, Aaron Schlossberg, was caught on camera at the Fresh Kitchen in Midtown, complaining about workers speaking Spanish.
Clients at your staff is speaking Spanish to customers when they should be speaking.
Very violent. I mean, sometimes they do.
Very violent. Yeah. Very violent.
Every person I listen to, he spoke it, she's speaking it, is American.
Well, he threatened to call ICE and said he was paying for their welfare. Fresh Kitchen issued a statement saying they welcome people of all cultures. This guy's going to have a problem today. There are reporters camped out at his law office in Manhattan today, so...
Oh, boy.
Resignation letter will be on his boss's desk, man. Momentarily.
What kind of? Well, it might be his own law firm.
Maybe.
I don't know how much longer he can operate. I mean, listen, he's got to go into hiding, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Are you going to excuse this, Bartlett? No, come on.
It's rude. But
how can he
go? Racist.
What would he say to those reporters camped out there? Sorry if I offended anyone. What's he going to say?
Well, look, I'm sure there are a lot of people who get offended when people are speaking Spanish and, you know, you can't understand them and you're trying to do business with them.
Okay, go ahead, defend them.
I'm not defending them.
Yes,
I'm just saying that.
That's exactly what you do.
I'm not defending them.
Okay, what else you got?
I'm not defending him.
Well, that's good to know,
I would
Mike.
Expect you, Michael.
I'm a turncoat over here.
Rehearsal underway in Windsor today for the weekend royal wedding. Oh, it's going to be so exciting.
You're going to get up for it at 4 in the morning?
No. But they don't have to save a spot for Thomas Markle, the father of Meghan Markle. Kensington Palace confirms he will not be attending. Had a heart attack recently, and his daughter issued a statement saying she always cared for her father and hopes he can be given the space he needs to focus on his health.
Okay.
Our news brought to you by NYC Pain MD, leaders in non-surgical orthopedic treatment for arthritis pain. Call 1-855-OLD-KNEES.
All right. Clear the phone lines. We have our winner. Clear the lines. We got it. We come back. Let's celebrate the big anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yep. Robert Mueller, 1 year into the investigation. We welcome your anniversary wishes. Call us 800-321-0710. What would you like to say to Robert Mueller? Plus,
happy Thursday, everybody. The weekend is in sight, and today is a big day in the history of politics. It's the first anniversary of the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel to try to take down Donald Trump. That's what I think is going on. We want to know what you think. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Is it time for Mueller to wrap this thing up, or should it just be allowed to go on and on? And do you think the end game is not Russian collusion, but to find something, anything on Trump that can be turned over to the Democrats if they get control of the House of Representatives in the fall, and they can bring impeachment proceedings against the president? Is that the end game? We want to know what you think. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. And we have a winner for Mets tickets, Len.
We do. That would be Dave Kornberg of Belmead, New Jersey. Won my personal seats to see the Mets and Marlins May 22nd at Citi Field. We have the Turning Point contest from last night's yesterday afternoon, soggy loss. And that Turning Point contest for more tickets coming up at 8:30. So as we celebrate this first anniversary of the Mueller probe, and you may have some, you know, anniversary wishes you want to pass along to Mr. Mueller.
Yeah, wrap it up.
You could pass them along through us, 800-321-0710. Here's what the president tweeted 14 minutes ago. He said, "Congratulations, America. We are now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history, and still no collusion, no obstruction. The only collusion was that done by the Democrats, who were unable to win an election despite the spending of far more money."
The Democrats didn't collude very well if they were trying to win the election. Hey, let's hear what Umberto, I love your name, Umberto. Umberto on line one from Brooklyn. Good morning. What do you think is going on with this Mueller investigation, Umberto?
I think everything is just to undermine his presidency. That's all it is. I mean, if they really had anything, they would have had it a long time ago. With all the technology, all the info, and everything they have, they would have found something a long time ago. They really have nothing.
Maybe there's so much out there, Umberto. They're still collecting.
Really?
No, I don't. I like your answer. That's a good answer, Umberto. Really, Bourbon? Really?
You know, if they wanted to find, if they really had something, they would have had it a long time ago. Come on.
I hear really, you. Thanks for calling, pal. Also, thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
You are right, Umberto. You are right.
Let's see. Who should we take? Let's take Jerry here in the city. Hey, Jerry, what do you think?
I think that they should wrap it up. These people are insane, and they should finish it up. I think it's a great, great thing that the job the President Trump is doing is great. Is the, you know, they're jealous, and I think they should wrap it up. They should finish this nonsense.
Jerry, do you think the Democrats are out there to just get anything, whether it's Russian collusion or not, anything they can so that they can try to impeach Trump?
Yeah, what I think, and most of the country think, that Democrats, they don't care whether the country's going to go bankrupt as long as they get rid of Trump, and they don't care about our country. Mm. I think they're crazy, and I think they're nonsense. You finish nonsense and let the country prosper the way President Trump wants to do.
Hey, Jerry, where are you from?
Originally, I was born in Italy.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Come stai?
Oh, that's good. I like that. Jerry, thank you very much.
Appreciate it, pal.
Hey, let's go to Margaret on line one from Levittown. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I enjoy your show. I enjoy the banter back and forth.
Thanks, Margaret.
Mueller, I'm fed up with him. It is pathetic what he's doing. I'm an 85-year-old woman. I've seen politics come and go. This is not politics. This is disgusting.
So who is your favorite president, Margaret? You've been around a while.
Yeah.
My favorite president, all honesty, thinking back, I think of what Eisenhower did for our country.
Yes.
He fought for the country, and he did so much other good things, and he was a good man. I believe in Trump. I don't like some of the things that's happened to him, but he's a good man. He cares about us. I think about my grandchildren. They got to have a future. What they're doing to our country, this Miller and the Democrats, is killing us.
Margaret, who was the first president you voted for?
Oh, I can't think. It was way back. As soon as I was able to vote, I was there. Right. I worked the polls. My heart is the most wonderful country in the world, and keep it that way.
Thank you, Margaret. I understand. No, I understand the emotion because, you know, my late mom would always, and I know what Margaret's saying. She said, I can't believe the world we're leaving to our children and grand. This was years ago, my mom would say that, and I... You know, a lot of people feel that way. Hey, let's see what Eric has to say in Ridgewood. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. A big fan of the show, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, Eric.
No worries. I want to say I did not vote for Trump. I voted for Kasich. I wrote in Kasich because I just couldn't get behind him. Mm. But I have to say that if the election was tomorrow, I would have voted for Trump. So I say let the investigation goes on because it just makes the Democrats look ridiculous. And the Republicans and Trump are getting, well, Trump's getting stuff done. And the Republicans want to help them, they're getting stuff done. So I'd say let the investigation roll on. The Democrats are going to hand more seats. They're going to hand the presidency right back to Trump.
Yeah. You know, Eric, I was a Kasich man, too. I still like Kasich.
Kasich joined us on the show during the campaign, and we're trying to get him back. I thought he was terrific as well, Eric. I think you picked a good man. But I think a lot of people agree with you that this, if the election were held today, Trump wins. I don't think there's any question.
Wow, big concession from Lynn over there.
I've said all along, Democrats don't have a candidate or a platform. Other than that, they're doing great.
Yeah. All right, thanks everybody,
Eric,
for calling
it.
In. And when we get back, oh my God, here we go again. Still Yanni versus Laurel and Hardy. Yanni.
someone put up on Twitter, is this Laurel or is it Hardy?
I know, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, there's a Yanni I like, and he's the one who plays the pan magic flute. Yanni versus Laurel, have we finally settled raging debate?
But wait, there's more. All right, this dopey Yanni Laurel thing.
It has gripped the nation.
Well, I'm telling you, now let me tell you why I wanted to bring it up again. First of all, we played this a lot yesterday, and what do you hear, Michael?
Laurel. Laurel.
I hear Laurel.
I hear totally Laurel. Natalie, you put your hands up.
I was hearing Yanni this morning, and now I hear Laurel.
I'm going to go outside in the hallway again. Play it again.
You really are going outside in the hallway?
Yes, I'm going out right now.
So in the studio, we play this.
Laurel.
And it's clearly Laurel. So now Michael and Natalie are both went out in the hallway, so they're not hearing it with their headsets. They're not hearing it over the speakers. So here we go again.
Laurel.
And I hear 100% Laurel. Now, what did you hear in the hallway? Is Riedel ever coming back? What were you doing out there? Taking a nap? Natalie, what did you hear in the hallway?
I heard Laurel again. I'm so confused.
I heard Yanni. I heard
Did
Yanni
really?
In the hallway. I heard Yanni. Well, and I was with Anthony and Natalie, and you played it, and they both go, Laurel. I said, no, I was Yanni.
And, of course, you know, thank God the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, weighed in.
Finally, I'd like to declare something that is just so obvious. It is Laurel and not Yanni.
I can't believe that. I finally agree with the Speaker on something. Let me tell you what happened. So I'm watching Channel 2 News last night at 6 o'clock with Dana Tyler, and they did the whole story, and they played it over and over. Clear as a bell on Channel 2, I heard Yanni. Mm. And all day yesterday, all I heard was Laurel and thought everyone else was nuts. It was 100% Yanni when I was listening on Channel 2 last night. I couldn't believe it.
I was listening on ABC Channel 7, and I heard Laurel.
You did?
No,
you didn't.
It depends on what station you're in.
Well, you told me you love Yanni.
I do.
See, I hear Laurel there. I hear Laurel playing a banjo. I don't hear
not a banjo.
No, but you know what I love? I love Yanni, that Yanni, because it takes me back to like getting a A spa treatment?
That's exactly.
Isn't that what you think of? I could almost smell
eucalyptus.
The fragrance and the eucalyptics and the Malaysian women jumping around on my back and listening to Yanni.
Joe, what'd you hear in the newsroom when we played it? What'd you hear?
I'm hearing both. I feel
really?
Totally messed up.
By the way, when I heard the Channel 2 news
I went
and
back
I heard
to
Yanni.
Look at the Channel 2.
And what'd you hear?
Both.
Really?
Depending
both
upon.
Both at the same time?
Yeah.
In the same report, you heard both?
I heard it differently. You know, sometimes it came out as Laurel, and sometimes it came out as Yanni.
Well, I was watching last night, and it was okay. Yanni the whole time.
What's the explanation?
I have to stop.
Yeah.
It's driving me nuts.
Okay.
What's the explanation?
Here you go. We hired, we broke the budget here at iHeart, and we hired the scientist.
The sounds in Yanni play at a higher frequency than the sounds in Laurel. As we age, our ears are less able to hear higher frequencies.
Oh, shut up. I mean, I don't know what he's talking about.
Len can't hear anything.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Forget about Yanni or Laurel. Len can't hear anything.
All right, here's Jimmy.
He's got an ear trumpet here.
Here's Jimmy Fallon. An ear trumpet. Here's Jimmy Fallon on the show last night.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to today on a Wednesday morning, and it's Yanni.
How do you hear Laurel?
Hear Yanni?
I hear Yanni.
She hears Yanni. I hear Laurel. My producer, my ear hears Laurel.
It's definitely, definitely, definitely Yanni.
Yeah. Some say it's Yanni, some say it's Laurel, and everyone says they just happen to talk about something other than Trump. They go, that's
there you go. That's pretty good. All right, now here's Jimmy Kimmel's take on the whole thing.
Last night I heard it on my phone, and I was sure I heard Yanni. I listened to it 25 times. I couldn't imagine how anyone could possibly hear Laurel, but now in this studio, all I hear is Laurel. I don't hear Yanni at all. But whether you hear Laurel or Yanni, there's one thing I think we can all agree on. Nothing has ever mattered less than this.
So true. It's true.
But yesterday, we took calls, and we just said, okay, call Natalie, and what do you hear? And it was 50-50.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the... Should we listen to this guy? Because I cut him off. Should we really...
Let's
you really
to
want
Yanni,
to hear what
the
science is?
No,
well, you want the real Yanni? Okay. Yanni.
Yanni. Deep tissue massage, please. 80 minutes or 60 minutes?
No, that's Pete Laurel playing a banjo. That's what I hear. Hey, let's listen to the scientist. I cut him off.
The sounds in Yanni play at a higher frequency than the sounds in Laurel. As we age, our ears are less able to hear higher frequencies. So if you are hearing Yanni, you might have younger ears. Luckily, with the help of the internet, we can hear both. Brilliant Twitter user at XXV posted audio of the pitch brought both down and up. When you listen to it brought down 30%, you will hear Yanni.
Yanni. Yanni.
But when you listen to it with the pitch brought up 30%, you will likely hear Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
I don't know. I hear both.
Did you hear both of them there, Leonard, or just only one?
No, but what he was doing, no, but we played part of that YouTube video yesterday that he was referring to. Yeah, when you lower the pitch, Yanni, when you hear, you got Laurel. So okay. I don't know. I'm confused as hell, but it freaked me out when I was watching TV and I clearly heard Yanni the whole time with the same old ears, and then all day yesterday was Laurel. I don't know. Are we done with this? Never again? Have we banished this from the show?
I'm banning Yanni and Laurel from this show.
Okay.
It's Yanni and Laurel in the morning.
Over.
Laurel.
I hear Hardy.
Laurel.
I hear Hardy. It's Laurel and Hardy. That's what I hear.
Here for where are your bands.
Up next, all things Trump.